This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. Liberia has observed the ECOWAS Human Rights Day with a commitment to promote access to education. Liberia, on Tuesday, January 16, marked the second edition of the ECOWAS Human Rights Day. The day was observed under the theme, Promoting Right to Education Towards Attaining ECOWAS Vision 2020. Speaking at observance of the ECOWAS Human Rights Day, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf acknowledged challenges in providing education to every child of school-going age, but pointed out that there has been considerable improvement in the system since 2006.
Going forward, we look forward to you, Mr. President-elect, to accelerate the opportunities for education in the sub-region through the appropriate budgetary allocation, as you have just stated. And we look forward to all working hard to address the continuous disparity in our education programs. We must all work even harder to ensure that all citizens are advanced and that our children are on par with the rest of the world in science and technology, computer skills, and modernization. By this, we will not only be promoting but achieving ECOWAS human rights architecture in the context of the right to education.
President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Speaking earlier, the Special Representative of the UN Secretary General, Farid Zarif, praised the organizers for making education a central theme of the observance of the Human Rights Day. Mr. Zarif observed that education is a catalyst for propelling progress in any nation. He called for the mobilizing of resources to promote education, which can be a driver in Liberia's development programs. The National Commission on Small Arms has begun the validation of the Firearms and Ammunition Control Act at the Barclay Training Center, involving stakeholders from government ministries and agencies. The Commissioner of Liberia National Commission on Small Arms, Benoni Knuckles, said the act is the term under which firearms, ammunition, and other related materials can be used or transported. Mr. Knuckles said the validation exercise also includes how one can obtain a license to own a gun or the trading of guns. He added that immediately after the validation exercise, the police will be empowered to enforce the Small Arms Control Act. The Liberia National Police has forwarded to court two individuals arrested for extorting money from people on a false pretense. Police spokesman Sam Collins told on the radio that the two were arrested in the confines of the Congress for Democratic Change headquarters soliciting money for jobs. Sam said 8 persons were initially arrested, but following preliminary investigations, evidence against the two was strong, and so they were charged accordingly and sent to court. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. Nigeria's military says it has released 244 repentant Boko Haram suspects who have undergone rehabilitation. The authorities say they have been de-radicalized and can re-enter society, but critics are skeptical about whether they have repented. The group, which includes women and children, has been handed over to the governor of Borno State, an area badly affected by Islamist violence. Some 20,000 people have been killed in Boko Haram's 8-year insurgency. The army released the suspects as part of activities marking Armed Forces Remembrance Day. And Bangladesh and Myanmar have agreed a time frame for repatriating hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who fled crackdowns from the military. Bangladesh says Myanmar has agreed to accept 1,500 Rohingya each week, adding that it aims to return all of them to Myanmar within 2 years. More than 740,000 Rohingya have fled to neighboring Bangladesh amid violence in Rakhine State in 2016 and 2017. Aid agencies have raised concerns about forcibly repatriating them. Bangladesh says it aims to repatriate families together, as well as orphans and children born out of unwarranted incidents, meaning children conceived as a result of rape. However, displaced Rohingya in Bangladesh have expressed concerns about returning to Myanmar. That's the UNMIL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or Twitter/unmilnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.